Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is don't be weak in faith. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Romans chapter 4 verses 19 and 20. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Yesterday, we spoke about the need to sustain the ability to not look at the boisterous winds all around us. Today, we'll continue in that line. But before I go into our anchor scripture for the day, please allow me to remind you that the reason you are not to focus on the things going on around you that are contrary to the word of God is this. Satan is the god of the sense realm. He controls a lot of the things we see in the physical. The Bible also tells us that he is a liar. His nature is to lie. The question I want to leave with you today is, why would you believe a certified liar? Jesus says you are healed. The doctor's report says you are not. Who would you believe, the liar or the one who is truth personified? I'll leave that with you. Our anchor scripture today speaks about Abraham, the one who we call the father of our faith. The scripture starts by telling us that Abraham was not weak in faith. This immediately shows us that it is possible to be weak in faith, and that's not what we want. The scripture now goes ahead to show us how a faith that is not weak looks. Listen to it. Abraham considered not his own body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not focus on these things. They were there. These things were staring him in the face, but he chose not to consider them. The Bible then tells us what he did instead. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, wait for this, giving glory to God. My dear listener, what has God promised you? Hold on to it. Do not stagger. Do not waver. Do not worry if the world thinks you are mad, or like people have told me before, that you are in denial. Don't worry. Just focus on the promise and refuse to consider the gimmicks of the liar. The Bible says Abraham gave praise and glory to God, even when the physical looked contrary to what God had said. My brothers and sisters, let us learn from Abraham, our father. Let us learn to dance when the world cannot yet see the manifestation of our promise. Let us learn to give God praise even through the tears. Let us learn to give glory to God even when the negative doctor's reports keep coming in. Let us learn to treat the enemy according to who he is, a liar. Be strong in faith. Stop complaining. Stop moaning. Stop weeping. Stop being helpless. Your faith will yield result. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for today. Today, I pray for any of my brothers and sisters that are listening today who are weary from waiting. Lord, please infuse them with strength that their faith may be strengthened and help them to give you glory until they see the manifestation of your promise. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.